I've come in a little bit at the last moment. I didn't expect to speak, but you saw the emotion. It went before that. We all feel this emotion about Gordon. Gordon was a great man and a great doctor, and I can't say this with more conviction. He was different. By God, he was different. One little phrase which I've paraphrased, a little phrase which I think sums up Gordon: convention was the refuge of the mediocre. Genius knows no law. Gordon was controversial, but thank goodness he was. Now, Joe mentioned the virus and the connection with cervical cancer. Last year, Professor Zurhausen in Germany got the Nobel Prize for Medicine for linking papillomavirus HPV 16 and 18 with cervical cancer. Now we vaccinate our young children, we will not see cervical cancer. At the moment, of course, still kills 1.8 million women in the world today. But I like to think that Gordon, he thought about the virus. A virus may be a cause of cervical cancer. And I think we should think very hard about this and how very well he would have been thought about if he'd got the right virus. But he got the idea. But perhaps a little bit about Gordon as a doctor. Gordon was a great carer. You know, we have the big C's now: compassion, care, and competence. We stress competence. You know, if you're competent, you're all right. But what about the caring? What about the compassion? We've seen Stafford. We've seen all the results in the press. But you know, if we thought a little bit more about the care and compassion and about being a real doctor, as Gordon was, I think medicine would be a better subject today. Anyway, I'm not going to say much more, but just to say I feel a very heartfelt loss of Gordon's demise, but his name will live forever in medicine. Thank you very much.